This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Today you'll hear about fires that have raged across the West and Governor Inslee's insolence. A Hong Kong virologist claims she knows where COVID-19 came from. An unusual winner emerged in a New Hampshire Republican primary. Yeah, I said Republican. Governor Wolf hits a speed bump in court. No one is watching the NFL, really. And Sudan votes to end Sharia law. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitic.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitic.com. The fires have killed at least 33 people across the states and dozens more are missing. More than 1 million acres of land in Oregon have been burned and at least 10% of the state's population is in evacuation zones. The state has dealt with the worst destruction as blazes have already decimated two towns. In Oregon, more than 40,000 people have fled their homes. Many are still missing, according to Governor Kate Brown. The state is preparing for a mass fatality event and expects to see high winds. Sunday, they'll make fighting the fires more difficult. Authorities said a man has been arrested and charged with arson in connection with a fire in southern Oregon that has burned hundreds of homes. Oregon State Fire Marshal Jim Walker, who has served since 2014, has resigned after being placed on administrative leave on Saturday afternoon, according to the state police department. The police department said it was conducting an internal personal investigation. Washington Governor Jay Inslee said the amount of land burned by the fires in just the past 5 days amounts to the state's second worst fire season following the season in 2015, and said the fires should be called climate fires, not wildfires. Fires in the state destroyed most of the homes in the town of Malden, Washington, and killed a one-year-old boy. This is not an act of God, Inslee said. He was standing on his chair when he said it. Not really. This has happened because we have changed the climate of the state of Washington in dramatic ways. Inslee said it's maddening that Trump denies climate change is fueling the fires. Oh, he's mad at Trump. Of course, it's Trump's fault. The only moisture in eastern Washington was the tears of people who have lost their homes. And now we have a blowtorch over our states in the West, which is climate change, he said breathlessly. I would remind you that our nickname for Governor Inslee is Incompetent Inslee. And I suspect that his incompetence with regard to taking care of natural resources in Washington is at least in part a factor in these fires. Dr. Li Mengyan, a scientist who says she did some of the earliest research into COVID-19 last year, made the comments Friday in an interview on a British talk show called Loose Women. I don't know why I'm reporting about a virologist who was on a talk show called Loose Women. I don't know what that talk show is, but what she said was she was asked where the deadly virus that has killed more than 900,000 around the globe comes from. She said, speaking from video chat, chat from a secret location, it comes from the lab in Wuhan, and the lab is controlled by China's government. In April, Yan reportedly fled Hong Kong and escaped to America to raise awareness about the pandemic. Now, she said she's planning to release scientific evidence to prove that the virus was made inside a lab in Wuhan. The genome sequence is like a human fingerprint, she told the talk show. So based on this, you can identify these things. I use the evidence to tell people why this has come from the lab in China, why they are the only ones who made it. She added, anyone, even if you have no biology knowledge, you can read it, you can check and identify and verify by yourself. But why are you on a talk show called Loose Women? I don't know. Anyways, there you have it. A self-described transsexual Satanist anarchist has won the Republican nomination for the sheriff's job in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. A victory, she says, but it's not a she, it's a he, says proves the system is utterly and hopelessly broken. I'm running for sheriff because I oppose that very system, and the sheriff has the most hands-on ability in Cheshire County to oppose that system, he said. The system that let you down by allowing me, and I'm quoting here, the freaking transsexual Satanist anarchist, to be your sheriff candidate is the same system I'm attacking. I'm sorry, and I know it hurts to hear, but that system is a lie. I kind of wonder if they just let him. I mean, I'm not sure it's the victory he thinks it is. I mean, when was the last time a Republican nominee in New Hampshire won anything? I'm pretty sure there aren't any Republicans left. According to the outlet, DeMezzo comes from a group of libertarian activists that has produced candidates before. DeMezzo hosts an internet radio show where he refers to himself as a she-male. DeMezzo said in his blog post that his victory in the primary was an argument for anarchism because of how clueless the average voter is. He garnered 4,211 votes, easily beating a traditional candidate who received only a few hundred votes, according to election results. I mean, a traditional candidate? Which traditional candidate exactly? I didn't have time to look into it. Maybe some of you can. But again, I kind of wonder if they just let him win, because, I mean, they're not going to win. It's held by a Democrat. Everybody knows New Hampshire is as blue as, as something really blue. Sweet Satan, can you not be an anarchist? He wrote. ! Between 75 and 80% of the primary voters, the ones alleged to be more politically aware than the average voter, were completely and totally ignorant of who they were voting for. What is the percentage with the average voter? 90%, 95%? These people are deciding who gets to rule you, he said, before calling on Cheshire County to secede from both New Hampshire and the U.S. That's wonderful. It's 2020, people. This is why we need weapons for this war, which is why we want to invite you to our first annual Fight Left Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Registrations are still coming in. So I want to commend you. Many of you have listened and responded and signed up. We've put together a package that's full of feasting, psalm singing, hearty fellowship, a lineup of speakers like Douglas Wilson, George Grant, Glenn Sunshine, Rod Martin. I'll be there. Jeff Durbin's going to be there. David Bonson's going to be there. Darren Doan's going to be hanging out after hours. I mean, he's going to be there the whole time, I think. All committed to showing you how God's word is a sharp sword to take with you into every battle, from politics to business to education, family, much more. So please join us October 1st through the 3rd as we seek to build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. So we have enough chairs. We need to make sure there's enough chairs. And if you're coming, let us know. A federal judge in Western Pennsylvania has ruled that the coronavirus-related shutdown imposed by Governor Tom Wolf. God tells the greatest stories. Governor Wolf. Yeah. It's unconstitutional, according to the judge. A federal judge struck it down for reasons including violating the First Amendment right to assemble. That's a good place to start, people. The First Amendment. It's the first one. You don't have to read very far. U.S. District Court Judge William Stickham IV. Stickman IV. Another great name. I love the stories that God tells. Stickman versus Wolf. He said the limits on gatherings of 25 people indoors and 250 people out of doors, as well as the stay-at-home and business closure components of the orders issued by Wolf and Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine, who is a man dressed up like a woman, by the way, were both unconstitutional. Yeah, they were unconstitutional. Yeah, absolutely. And irrational and capricious and tyrannical. He didn't say all those, but I added them for him. The suit was brought by four Western Pennsylvania counties and several Republican state lawmakers. It was filed during the red phase when many businesses were closed as a result of the Wolf's order. A spokesman for Wolf said he was reviewing the decision and had no immediate response. But then later in the day, this is just breaking, he's going to appeal it. I just read about that. Anyways, he does not intend to let a federal judge shoot down his orders. He says he's going to huff and he's going to puff and he's going to blow that order down. Okay. Last Thursday's opening game of the NFL's 2020-2021 season saw a 13% decrease in viewers from last year's season opener. It's almost like the fans are not very excited about what you're doing, NFL. The game between the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans drew 19.3 million TV viewers on Thursday night, with streaming viewers included. The total viewers of Thursday's game amounted to 20.3 million viewers, as opposed to 22.75 million viewers. It's only 2 million less. But according to the deadline, Sunday Night Football plummeted to 14.81 million viewers. You would think that Sunday wouldn't be higher. I think it would be higher. Losing 28% of their ratings and a sharp decline of 23% in viewership compared to 2019. It's pretty striking given that the Cowboys, I'll give this to you, Gabe. It's America's team. Okay, whatever. But have the largest national fan base. And the Rams are in the second largest media market in the league. Considering the additional talent that both teams possess, the game should have performed extremely well in the ratings. So, for example, last year, the opening Sunday night football game was the 33-3 drubbing of the Pittsburgh Steelers by then reigning Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, and it pulled in 22.2 million viewers. So down to 14.81 million viewers this Sunday night. I think the people are trying to say something to you. Maybe you should listen. After 30 years of Islamic law, which among many other injustices made leaving Islam illegal, Sudan and their transitional government has handed down a historic decision for the Muslim majority nation, removing Islam as the country's official religion. The revolutionary move comes as part of a peace deal leaders signed last week with rebel groups. This latest string of decisions made by the government to repeal laws that violated human rights, the changes come in response to demands made during months of street protests, which led to Bashir's ousting, a former dictator who seized power in 1989. He was ousted in 2019 and the installation of this transitional government. The declaration signed by government leaders and rebel groups calls for democracy, for Sudan to become a democratic country where the rights of all citizens are enshrined. The constitution should be based on the principle of separation of religion and state, in the absence of which the right to self-determination must be respected, the document states. Last week's signing of a peace declaration is meant to end years of war in Darfur and Sudan's southern South Kordofan and Blue Nile states, which have killed at least 300,000 and displaced 2.7 million people in Darfur alone, according to the United Nations. As you might expect, the peace agreement and move to end 30 years of Islamic law has not gone uncontested. Islamic groups loyal to al-Bashir have challenged recent government decisions, insisting that Sharia law should remain in force, and called on the army to step in and defend the law of God. This is a cause for great rejoicing. Surely this lets the pressure up off Christians and Christian churches in Sudan. But the separation of church and state, democracy, a constitutional form of government, self-determination, these things are not religiously neutral standards. You cannot pull these values out of thin air. They don't come out of thin air. You can't pull them out of a hat. They're not magical. Who says the right of self-determination is a good thing? Who says that a constitutional government is a good thing? The majority of the Sudanese? Well, what if the majority prefer Sharia law? It still wouldn't be better. These democratic virtues are actually Christian virtues. The right of self-government and self-determination is a God-given right. The idea that the people should be represented, that they ought to have a say in their government, that there ought to be a constitution that governs them, that's all from the Bible. Christians must not tiptoe around this topic. The triune God gives freedom to every man. He does this in Christ centrally. But even his law is what provides the greatest freedom to the greatest number of people, even people who don't believe in him, even people who have different religions. This is because all men are made in the image of the triune God. But if we will not acknowledge this, our attempts at religiously neutral governments will always ultimately be co-opted by other religions. As currently, the leftist religion of solidarity with Mother Earth and random pieces of fabric is trying to grab the steering wheel of America. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitik.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. And for as long as the CrossPolitik gods smile upon ye lands, get your very own Fight Lefty's t-shirt and access to tons of extended discussions with George Grant, Sho Baraka, David French, Vody Bakum, C.R. Wiley, Tom Askell, Jared Longshore, Eric Erickson, Maj Ture, Doug and Nancy Wilson, Walter Williams, Gary DeMar, and our very own Worldview Shotgun series. You will also get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference. And I promise you, you can get that $100 off if you are a member all the way up into the day of the conference, October 1st. You can walk up to the door and you can register, and you can still get the $100 off if you're a member. Go to FightLaughFeast.com, register now. Have a great day.